December 20th. How many days of Christmas? Kindergartners?
6
more days? Well, it's actually kind of true. It's almost. 5 days. Technically, you could say 4 days because December 24th evening. That's the Christmas Eve, right? Also, you could say 5 days because that's December 25th. And then we have 8 days of Christmas, so we could actually technically could say 12 days. What about 10 days? Yeah, we'd be in the middle of Christmas. We don't mess around as Catholics.
Hey, Christians, we don't just have one day of Christmas, you know? Most people think that Christmas is done after December 25th. We have 8 days, it's called an octave. We have 8 days of Christmas. And we act every day the same. Same masses, the same celebrations. Maybe you get the same gifts every time.
Kindergartners, I asked 2 questions for Santa when you saw Santa the other day. I was not able to go, I'm sorry. But did you ask what I asked for Santa? Did anybody remember? Didn't I only ask $14,000 for our UCA and $20,000 for our school? And you didn't ask the question to Santa?
We couldn't.
What do you mean you couldn't ask?
He didn't let us.
You didn't ask Santa? Didn't let you ask for questions?
Interesting. Uh-huh. Well, if you see a Santa between now and Christmas, you just do that. Now, a question for you. This is in the first reading in Isaiah. Let's go to 1st and 2nd graders. What do you think this was? This was probably 700 years before Jesus, the birth of Jesus. 700 BC before Christ. And this was the verse we heard. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. Who is the woman he's talking about? And who is Emmanuel? Ellie?
I forgot.
Who?
I forgot.
Yeah, that's all right.
Mary?
Mary! Ding, ding, ding. Only 700 years before, you know, that's... For us, that's like 15 generations. But God's time is a lot different than our time, right? He planned that 700 years before. And when we see a son and shall name him Emmanuel... Who's Emmanuel? Kind of.
Jesus.
Emmanuel means God is with us. Now, I'm going to flip the page of this beautiful little book I've been walking around. We're listening then in Luke, the Gospel. We've heard it a couple times already this Advent. There's an angel that comes to talk with Mary. 700 years later, so now you're at like the year zero of all history. AD. Anno Domini, meaning the year of Jesus. What was the name of the angel? Do you know the angel name? I'll go to... What class am I in now? We had second graders? What do you think, second graders? Because we're going to get bigger for the third and fourth. And then we had the fifth. The long ones. All right, what do you think? Who is the angel? What's his name? Nope. Good guess. He's in other places in the book. Yep. Gabriel. Ding, ding, ding. Gabriel. I mentioned this last night for our Eucharistic prayer. Do you know that Gabriel was the same one that came to talk to Daniel and told Daniel that you would say that there would be 490 days before the Emmanuel would be born? The same Gabriel that talked to
John the Baptist's father, Zedekiah, and talk to Mary about Jesus? It's pretty amazing in my mind. I mean, just the Old Testament, New Testament, it's unbelievable.
And then, all right, we're born creators. Gabriel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be called Holy, the Son of God. Who is that again? Yes.
She was the one talking. Who is she talking? Who is the angel talking about?
Jesus.
Nice.
All right.
One of the fifth graders.
Mary said one of the most important verses of the Bible. We get that one.
One of the spelling.
Today. I thought it was tomorrow. What is the word that Mary said to answer the Gabriel's question? Behold, it's one of the most important verses in the Bible. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. That was the answer that Mary gave to the angel who was speaking God. Basically, Gabriel was saying, hey, you know, God has planned this for all eternity, basically. And Mary, he has chosen you to be the mother of God. Would you like to say yes or no? If you had a choice. And she pondered. She thought about it. She's like, well, wait a second. I don't have a husband. That's a very great question. Talk about your parents about on that one. And how am I having a child? And what should I have with this child? What type of child is it? And then she's hearing, oh my gosh, I'm going to be the mother of Jesus, of God. And her answer, again, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. And that's what we should be doing, every one of us, to say, when God asks us what to do, say, Lord, let me do your word. Please stand. We'll offer intercessions.